Chapter 4. He is mad. In the palace, Tom looked into the mirror for a long time. He saw himself wearing beautiful clothes. He looked very different to the normal Tom Canty, and he felt pleased. Tom walked around the room and looked at all the expensive things. He played with the prince's sword and sat in the lovely chairs. As he played, he thought about his family and friends at Offal Court. What would they think if they could see him now? When he went home, he would tell them some good stories. Suddenly, Tom began to worry. The prince left the room about 30 minutes ago. Where was the prince? A guard might find Tom there and send him to prison, or worse. Tom began to feel very lonely and frightened. Then there was a knock at the door, which made Tom jump. The door opened, and the prince's cousin, Lady Jane, came into the room. She looked at Tom.
"You don't look good," said Lady Jane. "Are you okay, my prince?"
"Oh, no! I'm not the prince," cried Tom on his knees. "I'm a pauper called Tom Canty."
Young Jane did not understand, and she was very worried.
"Why are you on your knees? You're the prince," she cried, and ran out of the room.
Tom lay on the floor. He was so worried that he could not move. He thought the guards were coming to take him to prison. Everybody found out about Lady Jane's visit to the prince very quickly. They all thought the prince must be mad, but they could not talk about it. They would be sent to prison if they did.